Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me, around for me,
turning around. I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around. The good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Hallelujah. He's turning it around
for me. Hallelujah. He's turning it around for you. Hallelujah. You may have received some bumps or some bruises, but he's turning it around for you. You may have cried yourself to sleep at night, but he's turning it around for you. You may have felt some heartaches and some pain. Hallelujah. But he's turning it around for you. Hallelujah. He's turning it around for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Lady T, with your weekly word workout. Hallelujah. I'm just so glad to be back on the line with you guys. Welcome to you, you, and you. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight just to get a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. I just give honor to God today, my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. I thank him for the blood. Hallelujah, God. I just thank God tonight just for waking me up, just for allowing me to be in your presence, to just give a word from him to you. And I just pray that you just, it's just something from this word that you are able to receive. Hallelujah. It's something in this word that may just help your spirit tonight. I give honor to the head of the station, Apostle and Pastor McNeil. Hallelujah. I give honor to my husband, Bishop Butler, who was on last night. If you guys are on, he was telling us about that virtuous woman. Hallelujah. I tell you, Lord, we can't wait to be a wife, to be a wife. My God, I love, if you heard that, you can't wait to be a wife, to be a wife. You got to already be walking in that thing. So I thank God for that word last night. It was definitely magnifying and it definitely was edifying. So I thank you, man of God. I tell you, this is so awesome to be on. This is the place to be if you want to get some word. If you want to hear a word from God, if you want to be taught, if you want to hear a word that's precise and right, you need to dial into Blog Talk Radio, MCI, Monday night word. We have it 6 o'clock, Tuesday, 6 o'clock, Wednesday, 6 o'clock, Thursday, 6 o'clock, Friday, 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. Every day of the week, we give you a break on Saturday, but Sunday turns around again, and there's a mighty word at 9 a.m. from the apostle herself. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you have not tuned in, you are missing out on an awesome, awesome, awesome treat. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for allowing me to be here again tonight. This is your weekly word workout. Hallelujah. But we're going to chew on this word tonight and see what God is saying to us and what we might be able to receive. And I'm going to say this as I always say, hey, chew the meat and spit out the bones. Hallelujah. But I'm quite sure it's going to be something in there that you can grab onto. Hallelujah, and just take it with you and just keep marinating on it and meditating on it and things like that. Amen. So I tell you guys, if you would turn with me to the book of Hebrews. Tonight we're going to be reading from the book of Better. Hallelujah. I will be reading from Hebrews chapter 10. And we're going to start at verse 19 and we'll flow all the way through to verse 25. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 through 25. And it says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil that is to say his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Amen. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, God, you know this word better than I do. This word has been marinating in my spirit, and it ministered to me before it came through me. So, Father, I pray that you would allow the windows of heaven to open up, not just over me as I deliver this message, but over every person who is receiving this message. Father, it's my prayer that you would make room, that you would make space, and that you would inhabit every area of deficiency in our lives. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on this line. As you fall, let it push away anything that doesn't look like you, so that we can become exactly who you have called us to be in this season and every season. Father, I ask that this message hold a mirror and allow us to see not who we were, not who we are, but who we were called to be. As for me, God, no anxieties, no fears, no nerves, just the leading of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. As I stated earlier, I will be reading from the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews is the book of better. Better covenant, a better sacrifice, better than the angels, better promises. Everything is better. Better high priest. Everything is better than the Old Testament or the Old Covenant. Now, as we go through this and as we go into verse 19, and God has put on my spirit to kind of talk about things that are going on, things that are happening, things that are causing us not to be in position or not to do what we were called to do. Now, we are living in a day and time where chaos is everywhere. Everywhere you turn, it's something going on. It's something that's causing you to not want to be bothered, or something that's causing you to separate yourself, or something that's causing you to feel like you need to seclude from others, or something that's causing you to just feel like you just don't want to be bothered. It's so much that's going on around us. You know, all I can say is that the devil is busy. But as we go through Hebrews chapter 10, and God brought me to verse 19 because he was dealing with me with all the separation and the things that's going on and understanding why it's such a separation. And he said in verse 19, it says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Now, as I was dealing with all the things that's going on, and God led me to the scripture, and when he's been having, therefore, brethren, the boldness, he's talking about the better covenant by faith. See, they are talking about this new covenant. We're gonna get somewhere soon. The boldness is your faith. When he's saying, having, therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. That boldness that he's speaking of our faith. Now, it is easier in this day and time to have fear than it is to have faith. It's easier in this day and time to just separate ourselves and act like, you know, hey, we're going to just do our own thing, care about our own selves and live our own lives versus having faith and walking in the newness that God has given us. Now, he's saying that the way to enter into the holiness is by boldness, which is by faith. So the way to enter in into what we need to get to, or to get to the holiest place of God, it is by faith. Now, what does the boldness do for us? Now, keep in mind, we're going to keep our vision in the time that we're in right now. It says, what does this boldness do for us? Now, what the boldness does when it's talking about having, therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Now, we know and we have discussed that boldness is faith. So it's having the faith to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, believing in the blood of Jesus and what it does and how it empowers you. Now, what does this boldness do? Now, what it does, it gives you the power to enter in. It gives you that power that you need to be able to enter in and to this holiness. All things are possible to him that believe. Now, we're going back to faith, and it's all going to come together soon. See, we have to understand that having therefore, brethren, boldness. Now, we have the faith, and we have this boldness to enter into the holiness of God, to enter into a certain place of God. And because of this boldness, because of this faith, all things are possible because we have the boldness or because we have entered in. Now, it goes on to say in verse 20, we, by a new and living way, which he have consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Now, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he have consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Now, people, the veil they're talking about is the curtain. The blood of Jesus is the new and living way. See, there was an old way, and there was a new way. There's an old way to worship. And now there's a new way to worship. See, we always say that God is doing a new thing. But this is the new thing. What he's talking about in this scripture is the new thing. The new thing is the new and living way. See, you can't get any newer than that. Now, it goes on to tell us which he has consecrated for us. He has consecrated, which he has consecrated for us. He made it holy. He made it pure. Can't nobody consecrate you but yourself. The pastor can't consecrate you. Your bishop can't consecrate you. You have to consecrate you. Now, Jesus consecrated for us, now we have to consecrate for ourselves. Now, with all that being said, it goes on and continues to speak in the same verse, which he have consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Now, people of God, that means that your flesh is the veil. Huh. Okay. I'm going to say it again. That means your flesh is a veil. And your flesh will stop you from getting behind it to the presence of God. See, your veil will stop you from getting your gift. It will stop you from getting your blessing. It will stop you from getting to God. It will stop you from getting your promises. Now, we're talking about your veil. We're talking about the flesh. It will stop you from getting to your purpose or your destiny. And the only way to get beyond your veil is through consecration. See, you got to rip that veil. You got to rip that flesh. All the promises are behind the veil. See, We want to be in front of the curtains. We want to praise our hands, lift our hands and stomp our feet, but everything that we're doing is in front of the curtain. But we need to get behind the curtain, get behind the veil, and let God open it up so that we can begin to perform. See, when you get behind the veil, when you get behind your flesh, see, everything starts to change. Your praise changes. Your will would change. Your life changes. Your desire changes. Your worship changes. See, when you get behind the curtain, when you get behind the flesh, your heart changes. Your talk changes. Your walk changes. Hallelujah. times we think that we're behind the veil. We think that we're in the place that we should be, but all the time our veil still has a place where it rises up. See, when you get behind the veil and you consecrate yourself, then you see the changes in your life. You see the things that matters. You see the things that God is saying, that purpose. He goes on to say to us in verse 21, he says, "In heaven and high priest over the house of God." So he said, and since we have a great priest over the God. See, in heaven means that since we have a great priest over the God, or a high priest over the house of God. He said, since we have this, since we now have this great priest over the house of God, he said, let us, in verse 22, draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us, is a new and living way position. See, let us is this new position that we're now placed in, because us could not do nothing before. Before, it was all on the high priest. Now any and everybody can come. That's why it says let us. The veil has been ripped, so we all have access to God. Hallelujah. They couldn't draw near to God then. God could only draw nigh to them. See, we got to draw near to God with a true heart and full assurance of faith. He is saying, draw near in spirit and in truth. For God is spirit. And he who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Bible teaches us, you draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Hallelujah. It says, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. See, that's how you get sprinkled. See, it rains when you get behind the veil. See, when you flesh and check, or when you get behind the veil, it starts to rain. It rains when God is in your presence, when you're in God's presence. Things start to rain down. Things start to happen. I tell you, Bishop Morton said it best. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Hallelujah. See, when you get behind the veil, God starts to open up things for you. He starts to allow you to see the way things are to go. He starts to give you discernment, and he starts to give you a different walk, a different talk. You start to see things differently. Your worship becomes true. Hallelujah. See, when you get behind the veil, you get a heart change. Hallelujah. See, your heart, when you go in behind the veil, this new and living way, your heart gets sprinkled from the evil spirit and flesh gets washed with pure water. See, when you get behind the veil, hallelujah, all the things that cause this stuff to be attached to you start to disappear or start to drop off. When you get behind the veil, hallelujah, evil, hallelujah, it can't come too close to your dwelling, because the Bible says when you submit yourself to God, resist the devil. When you get behind the veil, the demons must flee. So it says when you get behind the veil, this is the new and living way, people of God. Your heart is sprinkled from all the evil spirits, all the things that you may have done before or thought to do before. See, it gives you a heart change. See, your flesh It's washed with pure water. So when you draw near to God in the right spirit, you get a soul cleansing from God. You get washed from the inside out, not from the outside in. Hallelujah. See, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. See, when you get the sprinkle, when our hearts are sprinkled, Lord, if things start to happen, and when you get behind the veil and things start to happen, when you become consecrated, things start to happen and you start to see God clearer. See, you got to get behind the veil. You got to understand the new and living way. Verse 23 goes on to tell us, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. It says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. He's saying, look, I don't care, no matter what you're going through, hold on. No matter what you see, hold on. No matter what you have to keep believing on, you keep believing on it because he is faithful. He is perpetual. He will not switch up on us. Hallelujah. He's faithful on his promises. So whatever you're asking for, you hold on to that thing. Whatever you're believing God for, you hold on to that thing. Whatever you're speaking from your mouth, whatever words is coming out, whatever words that God is giving you, his word. It says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Let us hold fast what we're speaking on, what we're believing God for, what we're saying out of our mouth that we're believing him, because he is God. And he is a God that shall not lie. He doesn't switch up on you. He's faithful. They said, because he is faithful that promised. They said, so you keep believing what you're believing him for. You keep speaking those things of faith. Because don't waver on it. Don't you even let a thought come into your mind that it will not transfer, that it will not transpire, that it will not happen. Hallelujah. Because it said, let us hold fast the profession. Profession is what you're speaking of our faith without wavering. You got to believe that thing. Hallelujah. See, the world says that you will believe it when you see it. But in the spirit, we have to see, we have to believe it in order to see it. See, it's a believing to see it, but we have a believe it to see it. Hallelujah. See, we have to understand that we walk by faith and not by sight. So whatever you're professing, whatever you're believing God for, whatever it is that you're speaking out of your mouth, you believe that thing without wavering because the God that we serve, he is faithful that promised. He is perpetual. He will not switch up on you. He will not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word is forever settled in the heavens. So it's not it's not him that changes. It's not him that wavers on what he's saying, what he believes. It's us. That's why we got to hold on. We have to hold on. Hallelujah. When we're drawing near. Hallelujah. It's so many things that God is speaking to our spirits in this particular cluster of scripture. People of God, we have to understand that we walk a life of faith. We know that God is real. Hallelujah. By feel. Hallelujah. By what we feel, we know he's real. We don't have to see him walk in front of us. We know the promises of God and that his answer is yea and amen. God, we know. So we got to make sure that we got to watch what's coming out of our mouth. Watch what we're professing. Watch the things that, and whatever we're believing, we got to stand on that thing. And we can't waver. Hallelujah. We cannot waver. We have to know that God promises are real, and that what we profess out of our mouth is what we will receive. God is a just God, and he's a God that shall not lie. Hallelujah. So I thank God. I thank God because he is a true and awesome God. And we have to understand that it is us that have to be steadfast and unmovable because he will not change. It's us that wavers. It's us that changes our mind. It's us that move from right to left. He said to let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Are you holding on to what you're believing? Are you believing on what you're proclaiming? Are you knowing that God is a God that will not, shall not lie? People of God, this is the time right now where we got to hold on to what we believe. We got to hold on to the promises of God. We got to hold on to the advantages of having God in our corner. In a time such as this, we don't have anything else to hold on to but our faith, but our God, but our promises. So we got to hold on to those things, and we got to do it without wavering. We got to know that what he's saying, what we speak is real. We got to know that it will come to pass. And he goes on to say in verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. He's saying, look, let's take heed on how we can push, how we can inspire, how we can encourage, how we can motivate, how we can propel, how we can incite one another to do the work of the Lord, how we can just, you know, encourage and let one another know that this is a good work that you're doing and that I'm here if you need me. I'm there to help you in any way that I can. Let us stop tearing down and backbiting. Let us provoke unto love and to good. Let us not provoke unto to strife and to malice. Hallelujah. We got to stand together in this thing. We are many members, but it's one body, and we serve one God. It's time to come together and to unify as one. Hallelujah. We have to understand that we have to consider one another, because a word that you can speak could kill someone. It could give life to someone. We know that the power, hallelujah, life or death lies in the power of the tongue. We have to understand, hallelujah, that we push each other to do the work of God, to do the right thing, to walk in love, and to be who God has called us to be. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth to the countenance of his friend. This is not a competition on who is the holiest. This is not a competition on who has the best car or who has the best praise. This is not a competition on who has the best voice. We are one. We are the body of Christ. I am your sister in Christ. I need your encouragement. I need your ministry. I need your love. I need your long-suffering. I need your meekness. This is one of them tap your neighbor moments. If we was in a service, I said, tap your neighbor and tell him that I need you. You need me. Hallelujah. We have to learn to provoke one another and to love and to good. I mean, good works. We have to provoke one another to do the will of God. Sometimes, I mean, I understand that you may get tired or may get weary. We don't understand or know what our words may do to someone, how it may affect the life and the day of someone else. Hallelujah. We got to consider one another. We have to consider the ways that we do things and how we say things. Hallelujah. We have to consider ourselves as well. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I need to be inspired. I need to be encouraged. I need my sister. I need my brother. And I'm talking about my sister and brothers in Christ. We need each other. I don't care how much we push back. I don't care how much we may do, but we need. We need one another. It's not all the time that you may wake up feeling as holy as you are. It's not all the time you may wake up and feel like the presence of God has just overshadowed you. Sometimes you may get up and you may feel like that you just can't go on. You may feel like that, why today? Why me, God? Why do I have to go through? And it may just be a matter of a phone call away where you can minister, or coming together as a group where you can minister. You don't know who may need your word. It says, let us consider one another and provoke unto love and to good works. Verse 25 goes on to say, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. See, this is a verse that God really had me just reading and trying to get an understanding. And every time I read that scripture, it just kept dropping in my spirit, I need you. You need me. Hallelujah. Forsaken means to abandon or to desert. The Bible says not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. This is not abandoning or neglecting the gathering together, the coming together, the fellowshipping together, the worshiping together, the encouraging together, the uplifting together. The book of Acts tells us, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. It is important that we come together. It is important that we support one another. I am my brother's keeper. I do need you. Hallelujah. It says not forsaking the assembly of ourselves. If that is in the Bible, that means it is important that we assemble together. It's important that we continue to come together and unify as one. It's important that we stay in fellowship together. We have to continue to encourage each other and keep pushing each other. See, if we don't assemble together, it's giving Satan room to just come in. Because as long as you're not assembling together, then you may stay in your word. You may have it playing on TV, but you could still get your stuff and find yourself caught up in worldly things because you need me. And I need you. I need your ministering. I need your encouraging. He says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. You know, when we don't come together, people of God, it's like we become weaker and weaker. Hallelujah. It's nothing like coming together and being in the church and one person, the Spirit of God drop upon it. The next thing you know, the fire will hit the next person and then it'll hit the next person. Hallelujah. It's nothing like gathering together in unity, praising the Lord together. It's something about that feeling of coming together and assembling together. And he said, we should not forsake that. He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves as the manner of some is. He said, as the manner of some is. I'm in verse 25. That means like some people have done. See, so many of us in this season have forsaken the assembling together for one reason or another. I'm not going to church because the pastor hurt my feelings. I'm not going to church because I didn't get the position I wanted. I'm not going to church because I got church hurt or I don't like the choir director. I'm not going to church because I stomped my pinky toe. Oh, but the one right now, I'm not going to church because of COVID-19. See, people of God, we have to understand it. It wasn't a stipulation in the Bible as far as when not or when to forsake itself. It says not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. It didn't say not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together if there's COVID or if something is happening. See, we can't run from the church because of situations. And don't get me wrong. Please don't misunderstand the word of God. I need you to really get into the spirit when you're hearing this. Don't hear it on the surface level. Dig deeper into the spirit when you're hearing what thus said the Lord. I'm not saying that you put yourself in harm's way. But the Bible says in all you're getting, get an understanding. Hallelujah. So if you have a better understanding on what's going on, then it may not, the fear factor may not be so close in your spirit. Now, I'm not saying that you should run and say, well, I'm a child of God, so I'm going to go in the midst of the COVID. No, because you can't tempt God. But what I am saying is that the Bible says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. So I ain't really saying anything. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. So we can't run from the church because of situations. We need to run to the church. See, if we were in position, people of God, here I go, somebody getting in trouble. See, if we were in position, we wouldn't have to run. If we were praying, we wouldn't have to run. If we were fasting, we wouldn't have to run. If we were consecrating ourselves, we wouldn't have to run. If we ripped our veil, we wouldn't have to run. Hallelujah. It's time to stop forsaking the assembly of ourselves. I need you, and you need me. I know I can encourage myself, but the Bible says encourage one another. I know I can run by myself, but the Bible says one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 a flight. Yes, I know God for myself. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together. In his name, we're, and he's in the midst. The Bible Psalm says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard. People of God, the Bible is telling us not forsaking the assembly of ourselves. What are we doing? Hallelujah. We have allowed COVID to come in between and cause division into the body of Christ. I mean, we have allowed things to cause us to not assemble together. We're not talking about the church because we are the church. We're talking about the churches coming together. Every person, the church lives in us. So we have to come together. That's what's assembling. We are the people of God. We always say, well, I am the church. But the Bible says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves. Yes, we are the church. The church is in us. But he still said that we need to come together. We need to exhort one another. We need to steadfast. We need to pray together. We need to have an encouragement party. Hallelujah. He says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, but exhorting one another. We need to strongly encourage, and exhort me to strongly encourage. We need to strongly encourage one another. People, we are losing people of God. It's going to be a great falling away. You don't see it. We don't know what someone is going through unless the Holy Spirit reveals it to us. Like I said before, it may be times when you don't feel like keeping on. You just feel like giving up. Sometimes it may just take a, hey, my brother, you're a mighty man of valor. Or, hey, my sister, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Would you like to come and fellowship with me? Reminding one another of the promises of God. Reminding one another not only who we are, but whose we are. He goes on to say, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. He says, now more than ever, because the day of the Lord is approaching. You know, it's just amazing how long ago this was written, but yet it fits right now today. If you're looking for your life, people of God, just read the Bible. I guarantee it's there. If you're looking for something that could help you in your situation, look in the Bible. I guarantee you it's there. He said, now, more than ever. Hallelujah. We're getting closer to the day when Christ will return. People of God, he is going to come back for his people. We're going to face many spiritual struggles. I mean, even times of persecution, the Antichrist forces are growing in strength while the churches are getting weaker. We cannot forsake assembling ourselves. I need you. I need to touch and agree. I need the encouragement. I need to know, hallelujah, that you got my back and that you're covering me and that we're praying together. Hallelujah. People of God, we have forsaken the assembly of ourselves. I understand, yes, we definitely do the virtual, which is awesome. We do the radio block, which is awesome. But this is getting the word of God. This is being fed the word of God. He says not forsaking the assembling of ourselves. We can't neglect to feed ourselves. Assembling together, hallelujah, assembling ourselves together is how we feed one another. It's how we live off of one another. It's how we encourage and get an understanding. It's how we judge the Spirit by the Spirit. God is saying, what happened? We've forsaken the assembling of ourselves because this madness has come and has taken over this society. We have allowed it to come in. We got to come together so we can pray more, so we can lock hands, so we can tell that devil no. But if we're not assembling together, we're each in our own single homes trying to pray off the enemies. No, don't get me wrong. Yes, pray. Pray like never before. But if we came together, it reminds me of an Azusa movement. When they came together, when they assembled together and they prayed unto God, lambs start to grow back. It was so powerful that when the people came to the door, they thought it was a fire. It was no fire. It was the Holy Ghost fire. I'm telling you, people of God, when you assemble together, things happen. Things change. People change. Things drop off. We have got to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. I need you. You need me. Hallelujah. No more time for excuses. COVID is the best thing that could have happened to some Christians. I'm sorry, I'm just being real right now. It's the best thing that could have happened to some Christians because they got tired of going into the building or they didn't want to pay tithe anymore, whatever it may be, whatever the situation may be. But I'm telling you, people of God, it's time to come back to our first love. It's time to assemble ourselves. It's time to get ourselves together. And I'm not saying go back into the building and be foolish because we do know that the devil is out and he's running around. I mean, he is on a rampage because he knows his time is short. So people of God, we got to stop putting off tomorrow what needs to be done today. He says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. People of God, I need you, and you need me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this thou people today, God. We thank you for this word that you have brought forth, God. Lord, give us understanding. Hallelujah. Let us see why it's so important that we assemble ourselves together, how we come together into unity, how we understand that one could chase 1,000, but two could put 10,000 to flight. Father God, give us the understanding of how important it is that we dwell together as one. In Jesus' name, let us understand how important it is that we not let the enemy get stronger while we get weaker. We got to understand that there's division as a plot that's going against the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We will not let them win. God, I need you. We need you. So, Father God, I ask that you bless each and every person that's on this line. God, let the healing of their minds and their hearts come forth right now. Lord, let them see that you are God in every situation that's going on in their life. Father God, I bind up any type of assignment that has been trying to come against them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give peace, joy, and life. I thank you, God, for how you're moving on this line and what you're doing and how you're letting people to rest in you. Father God, I again thank you because you are God, and besides you, there is no other. So continue to lead and guide us in everything we do. Continue to show us who we are. And Father God, give us the hearts to assemble again. In Jesus' name. Amen. People of God, I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, MCI, Weekly Words Workout with your host, Lady T. Hallelujah. I really hope this word registered in your spirit. People of God, there's enough division going on. Hey, the enemy is getting stronger while the body of Christ is getting weaker. We have to come together. We have to unify as one, and we have to beat this demon. Hallelujah. So I thank everybody for coming on. I hope you enjoyed the word. Remember, hallelujah, we have a word tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Friday night at 6 o'clock, and then come back on Sunday at 9 a.m. for our word on Sunday. I love you so much. Come visit us at 1921 Darbytown Road, where the bishop is Bishop Thurman A. Butler, and I am Pastor-elect Thelma Butler. We would love to have you come up. Come and feel the love. Come on, assemble with us, because I tell you, we're doing the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we know that God has our back. So I'm telling you right now, you come visit us, because if it's in the word, it's undisputed. I love you. You have a great night. Be blessed.